Bone Boy Speaks, episode 809, Leaving Google, Apple, and Microsoft.
I remember Dan Gilmore as a columnist in the San Jose Mercury News when I lived in the San Francisco Bay Area. He may still write there for all I know, but he posted something on Medium not too long ago, basically saying that he was trying to purge his life from Google, Apple, and Microsoft. And if you think about it, at least in the United States, and possibly in Europe, right? If you have a smartphone or have a computing device of some sort, most likely the service that you're using is provided by one of these three companies, right? Whether it's Gmail, now Skype, a mobile device, right? Where, iOS and Android and such. And, yeah, and Microsoft, of course, has a smartphone platform as well. And the theory is that these companies aren't necessarily acting in users' best interest. They might be being compromised by, three-letter government agencies in the United States. And, insert laundry list of reasons why you want to avoid these companies. And I know people that are upset at one or the other or all three of them for various reasons. But if you choose to live in a world that is Google free, Apple free, and Microsoft free, well, can you do it? Well, yeah, you can. On the computing platform, you could certainly run Linux. I mean, I've used Linux as a desktop before. I don't use it actively these days, although I do use Linux on a fairly regular basis for server tasks and even the checkpoint operating system on its security appliances is actually based on Linux. So it's something I'm reasonably familiar with. Let's say both a end user perspective and a server perspective. Mobile phones, I think, are the hardest thing at this point to get away from those three, because what are the two biggest mobile phone platforms? It's iOS and Android, right? And you can get open source versions of Android, but they're hard to find in the United States, number one. And the only one that's even remotely popular Amazon. There we go. Another big company that people may want to avoid for one reason or another. And it's probably not even that popular in the grand scheme of things. I've only ever seen one Google Fire phone or Google Fire, Amazon Fire phone in the wild. Somebody got it in as a deal at some point, but it looked like a nice phone. But anyway, that's just trading one big company for another, I suppose. But in terms of Android open source, right? In Android open source by itself is not all that interesting. You usually have to have even like a CyanogenMod phone. You still end up getting the Google services one way or the other, especially if you end up using Gmail. And I'm not sure that I fully trust open source Android anyway, right? I would feel much better if I were, if I really wanted to rid myself of Google, I wouldn't use Android at all. And Android's personally, even though I talked about it in the last episode, it's not something I necessarily want to use for a variety of reasons. But what would you use instead? I mean, I guess you'd use a dumb phone or something. But even Dan Gilmore admits that this idea is kind of crazy and in practice it's very difficult to do. But he is trying to do it just to kind of prove a point. But to what end? I guess I don't know. I mean, it's certainly your choice to live free of those companies as much as possible. But there's computing reality here. I hope that there is someday a smartphone type of device that is not in the hands of those three companies, because that's an oligopoly, or I think is the correct word, or oligopoly. I'm not speaking very well here, but you get what I'm saying. Is that there's a lot of power in the hands of those three companies, and certainly having some alternatives that's not one of those three that's viable and something that people can get certainly can't be a bad thing. But what is it? What is it on the mobile end? I mean, you Firefox phone or get a BlackBerry, I guess. But there's not too many choices these days, and so you're making some sacrifices there. But if you really are paranoid about that stuff, make your choice. There are choices out there, but they're maybe not as compelling or as useful as what they're attempting to, what you'd be using it to replace.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.